have everything imaginable here, from full service resort hotel, romantic B&B, quaint country inn, condos if you're into a vacation rental, beautiful kind of setback rental homes. Yeah, really kind of anything that you could really think of and wish for in accommodations here. So
You'll find something. Oh, yeah. And I mean, I just like walking around the little towns and the restaurants. You never get a bad meal in New England, we like to say.
Certainly not. And Vermont is pretty proud of its specialty foods. There's a big movement here, the Vermont Fresh Network, which really focuses on using Vermont-grown organic produces. And a lot of our area restaurants are participating in that endeavor. It's something actually that we're really celebrating here in southern Vermont. Kind of leads us into this past weekend, and again this weekend, we are doing something new here, the Southern Vermont Blueberry Festival, which was really an incredible kickoff the first time that we had done it, and folks really enjoyed it. It was kind of fun, a little silly, definitely any kind of blueberry.
Well, there was wrestling and blueberry jello. It reminded me of a visit to a club in Los Angeles years ago.
The blueberry jello had me a little nervous, but I understand it was great fun and and well received by the kids section. This weekend we'll have a blueberry brunch with Bill Shantz at Adams Farm. Bill Shantz is a well-known children's entertainer down here in Vermont. So we're looking forward to that as well. So great fun. We have other food festivals that are also coming up here in the fall time as well. We've got the Vermont Life Wine and Harvest Festival, which is going to be celebrating Vermont wines and Vermont specialty foods. Here in our region, we have two different wineries. We have Anora Winery, which is actually a grape winery, which is a little strange for this northern climate, but there's a very hardy northern climate grape that they're growing. And we also have the North River Winery in Jacksonville, Vermont, which is really a specialty fruit kind of wine. They've been here quite a long time. So lots of fun. We'll be celebrating that. Taste of the Deerfield Valley will be coming up here in September. That's a great event. Features a lot of our local restaurants and great entertainment. That's happening up at Mount Snow. Mount Snow has their wonderful Brewers Fest in September. September's just food and leaves here.
Food and leaves.
Of course, it'll be the beautiful foliage season.
People will come up for the weekend, and this encourages them to stay for more than one night, not just come in for a day trip, but with having the festivals, people will spend 1, 2, 3 nights and partake of it all.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And there's really quite a bit to do here. You know, we find folks kind of like the laid back nature of it all, but also their ability to find various diversions to entertain themselves, their children, or, you know, if they don't have children, the couples as well. So it's lots to do.
It's a relaxing experience because one of the things that I just enjoyed was like dangling my feet on the wharf that was going off into the reservoir, sitting on the bottom of the reservoir, just up to my chest in the water, and just looking at the sunset. I mean, it's so relaxing and
absolutely. You know, I find, Stephen, when I leave here and I need to go to other places, the big city, for instance, down in New York or Boston or other places in New England, which I love New England in general, but just when I hit that Welcome to Vermont sign, I kind of take a deep breath because I know, even for those of us that live here, it's really kind of relaxing.
It means relaxation. That's just the thing that comes to my mind every time we pass into Vermont. We know, take a deep breath, relax. We know we're in for a really good and relaxing time. Stephen, you also did not mention the a companion who joined you while you were sitting in the lake.
Oh, yes, when I was sitting in the lake, and I heard something splash beside me, and a dog came and sat beside me, and the lady was quite apologetic, said, "Oh, no, is she bothering you?" I said, "Oh, no, she can sit there. She's a well-behaved dog." And so I'm sitting there watching the sunset, and here is this dog sitting next to me just looking out at the sunset, too, and enjoying herself, so...
Oh,
the two of us.
The lake is a wonderful favorite place for our pet owners here. There's lots of great walking trails around there, and I know they take their pets out frequently.
Anybody who's followed Travel World for any length of time knows of Stephen's fondness for all critters, great and small.
Well, that was one of the great things, a very relaxing things. I spent the 2 hours there at Adam's Farm cuddling the kittens and feeding the baby goats and handing out the picnic baskets that you can to donkeys and horses and pigs and everyone coming by to take a bite out of the picnic basket. So that's part of the fun too.
It really is a real treat. Even the folks that live here, again, really enjoy that. You know, my kids, that's one of their favorite things to do, particularly when they were a little younger, but just to be able to walk around and really kind of experience, just you're right there, you know. So,
and one of the things you can do, you have that art out there, the Vermonsters, and I thought,
my gosh,
you know, and they were kind of hard. Some of them were kind of hard to find. I was, you know, and I didn't know what exactly to expect, whether it was a big blowing up Marcellus Parsons doll at the end, you know. That was, but no.
Which was your favorite one, Stephen?
Oh, I think actually the ones that the guy who was trying to there was the one on the side of Jerry's deck there in the inn, and it was it was like a giant fish that was made out of old saw bits and plows and everything else. If you actually saw that thing coming at you, if you were in the reservoir, yeah, you would.
Well, the Vermonsters. Last year we did a public arts event. We did, it was called Bears in the Valley, and it's really these forms, and you've seen them pop up around the country. It was incredibly well received here. We had a really talented artist community that participated in that. And this year we said, you know what? We are Vermont. We're Southern Vermont. We loved that. It was so great. It was a wonderful event for our visitors, great for our community, but we wanted to do something a little different. And we came up with this Vermonsters event. And Vermonsters are these outdoor sculptures. They're created using new, found, or recycled Vermont materials. It has to be a Vermont theme and done by Vermont artists. And so, Stephen, the fish that you were talking about, you probably saw there were two other fish in the area that also were created as part of that. Total of 25. That one, of course, has 25 Vermonsters, not 25 fish. Good Lord.
You don't even have that many on the Martin Lucas show.
Yeah. A little. We have the 7-foot tall, you must have driven by, rainbow trout out in front of the CNS Beverage and Dairy. I don't know if you saw that going up and down on Route 100. That's pretty hard to miss, actually.
Oh, you can't miss that. No.
No. And then that driftwood fish downtown, which is really quite beautiful, done by Jim McGrath here. We have... Oh. I have to tell you, I think my favorite is probably the Vanishing Vermonster, which is hand-carved out of wood.
Oh, I thought that was the one all around town. You just didn't see it, and you said, oh, you vanished. But
No.
He's the one that you go to dinner and is supposed to pick up the check.
Well, where?
There you go.
Where can we get more information? We're coming up to another break. Where can we get more information on Mount Snow Valley?
Very easy to remember, Stephen. Visit Vermont. .com, and loaded with information.
All the information you need for Mount Snow Valley, summer and fall season. And we're going to have you back later on to talk about skiing in the next season. So you'll be joining us later in the season on that. Well, Laura Sebelia.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet?